From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi officials say a former key aide to dictator Saddam Hussein has been killed in a military action. News reports Friday quoted the governor of Salahuddin province as saying that Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri was killed by Iraqi forces and Shiite militiamen. The governor called al-Duri the mastermind of Islamic State in Iraq and said his killing is a blow to the group. DNA testing is being done to confirm the body indeed belongs to al-Duri, believed to be behind the insurgency against Iraq's current Shiite-led government. In the Iraqi government under Saddam Hussein, al-Duri was vice president. After the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, he ranked sixth on a list of most wanted Iraqi government officials. Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded Friday outside the U.S. consulate in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. As Heather Murdoch reports, Islamic State militants took credit for the blast.
Smoke billowed from the bombsite Friday evening as helicopters patrolled overhead. Local officials say the U.S. consulate was the apparent target. U.S. officials say no consulate workers were injured or killed. But some cafes and restaurants in the trendy Christian neighborhood, popular with foreigners, were destroyed. Erbil is the capital of Kurdistan, a semi-autonomous region of Iraq that is usually one of the most peaceful parts of the country. However, Kurdish fighters have been on the front lines fighting the Islamic State with the support of the U.S. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Heavy airstrikes made by a Saudi-led coalition continued Friday in Yemen, while al-Qaeda made gains in the country's southeast. The Sunni Arab-led coalition carried out bombings in several cities, including the capital Sana'a, the country's second-largest city, Taiz, and the southern port city of Aden. Cedric Schweitzer is with the International Committee of the Red Cross in Yemen.
We had in Sana'a, for example, the heaviest airstrike last night and this morning, so it's not improving. And there were a lot of airstrikes as well in the north, in Sada'a. And not only the airstrike, but we have a lot of street fighting or confrontation in Taiz, in Aden.
The coalition is targeting Shiite Houthi rebels who are believed to be backed by Iran. Iran's foreign minister has submitted a Yemen peace plan to the United Nations, and al-Qaeda fighters overran a key army camp in the capital of Hadramawt province, that is, Mukalla. Officials said the group seized tanks, rocket launchers, and small arms. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday the United States and Europe should maintain sanctions against Russia until it implements a ceasefire agreement in Ukraine. Mr. Obama made the remarks after meeting with Italy's prime minister.
We agreed that the international community needs to continue supporting Ukraine with robust assistance as it pursues economic and political reforms. Along with our international partners, we strongly support the Minsk agreements, and we agree that both Russia and the Ukraine must fulfill all the obligations under these agreements.
The remarks came as a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that the arrival of U.S. paratroopers to train Ukrainian soldiers could destabilize the region. The U.S. and Europe have imposed a series of sanctions on Russia since its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine last year and subsequent support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. The World Bank is offering an additional $650 million to help Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone recover from the Ebola epidemic. Speaking in Washington Friday, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said the new money brings the bank's aid to the West African nations to more than $1.6 billion.
So the world must not let up on efforts to get to zero Ebola cases in all three countries. For as long as one case of this deadly virus remains, the countries, region, and the world will remain at risk.
Before Ebola, the three nations had some of the highest economic growth rates in Africa. The crisis closed markets, crimped trade, and forced schools and workplaces to close. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.